This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 317, one educated essay example for writing task two. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, get our example of how we would answer a typical writing task two question on kids and volunteering.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going today? How you feeling?
Hey, I'm pretty good. Getting over a bit of a cough, bit of a horsey throat. I like that scratchy sounding voice, though.
I know. Everyone always says that. It's so funny. It's like the sexy voice, right?
Exactly.
I wish we could keep the sexy voice, but then not have the sore throat.
Yeah, and not, you know, just wake up because I have to cough. That would be nice, yeah. Too.
Yeah.
How about you? I mean, you sound better than I do.
Yeah, I'm not sick, so that's good. But let's see. I'm feeling good. You know, I saw my niece last Sunday, which was so cool.
Oh, lovely.
I love spending time with her. She's so cute.
Little babies are super cute. And then grow up and they're people and they argue. And they're still cute, but they're like, they become real people. And you're like,
and then
okay.
Reality hits, right?
We gotta deal with some stuff now.
Right.
There was an awesome video that came up on my Facebook feed or whatever about, it was like this mom and she was talking to the camera and she was eating ice cream. At the same time, and it was all about how, like, she has three kids and they are all mad at her right now for different reasons. And she's like, and you know what? I don't care because it's called parenting. And she's like, guys, you are not allowed to be your kid's best friend until they're an adult. I mean, what? Yes. You're in your 30s and 40s and your best friend is an 8-year-old. I don't think that's healthy.
That's a really good point. I think a lot of parents miss the boat on that.
Yeah.
They just like, they don't, because they're not fulfilled in their own lives, maybe. Right. They don't have the connections they need. And so they do like rely on their 10-year-old to be their best friend. And it ends up being a bad scene.
Bad scene, man. Bad scene. Because that's not possible. Parents, we have to say no, like constantly. We have to say no. We have to tell them to do stuff all the time. And that's not what friends do, right? To each other. So,
Ooh, interesting.
When they're adults, I hope, you know, James and I are going to be best friends when he's like 20 something.
Yeah.
But until then, you know, parenting.
I like that. Yeah.
So, speaking of parenting and kids and education, that is what we're talking about today.
It's a good topic. It's an important topic because our education sets us on the right track, right?
So, these ideas, like Lindsay has said sometimes, guys, the first couple minutes where Lindsay and I are just chatting, just normal chatting conversation. This is actually stuff that does come up on the test, you guys. Discipline, the responsibilities of parents, education. Yeah. These are all very, very common topics in speaking part three and writing task two.
Yes, absolutely. And if you listen closely, which you should be, you'll also pick up some very useful vocabulary. I don't remember what we used specifically. I'm stuttering a little bit there.
You know what? I think our listeners can tell if maybe we're having a tired day, and that's fine. You guys,
and that
we're
is
people
okay.
too. And you know, there's a there lot go. Going on.
Yeah, we're getting our authentic selves here on the podcast.
Exactly.
But if you guys go back and listen to those first few minutes, you will probably find some golden vocabulary words that you could insert into your test. So don't just throw away those first few minutes as junk or as wasting time or small talk. Go into it. Write things down, guys. Use everything you can.
Exactly. Exploit these episodes. Use it for everything you can. These aren't just something to listen to while you're doing the dishes and you only half listen. Like, these are lessons, right? So if you're going to approach this in a real way to prepare for your test, then you're a student and this is a lesson, right? So you should be taking notes. You should be writing down the native speaker vocabulary and the way we link our ideas and the specific examples and details that we give, because this is all stuff that you need to get a 7 or higher on IELTS.
Love it. Love it. So what are we talking about today, Jessica? We're going into this topic of education and kids and volunteering, maybe?
Yeah. So I've seen this on the test a few times, guys, over the many years of tests. And education always comes up. And there's a specific question you could see in writing task 2 or speaking part 3. So for example, the writing task 2 question would be, some people think that high school pupils should be required to log volunteer hours. How far do you agree or disagree? Okay. So Lindsay and I are going to just talk through this essay, give you some sample ideas for an essay that you could write about this common topic.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah.
So
let's do it.
So introduction, guys. There have been episodes about introduction. So if you need more detail about that, you can go to our website, IELTS.allearsenglish.com, search introduction. So basically, you give the history of the topic, you explain both sides, and then you give your thesis statement. So that part's easy. Intro, conclusion, those are easy, guys. Easy paragraphs. What Lindsay and I are going to focus on is the body. Okay. Let's divide this up. Remember, guys, if you have a choice, if the question says agree or disagree, you should write an argument essay. The argument essay is faster. It's easier to think of ideas for two sides than it is for a whole bunch of ideas for one side, like in an opinion essay, right? So it's quicker, it's more efficient, and it's going to satisfy the requirements for a 7 or higher because you explore everything in the question in an equal way. So, many reasons to choose an argument essay.
Guys, if you're looking for strategies that actually work, strategies that you can lean on and that you can be sure will actually increase your score, get into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Okay, so let's split this up. So I'm going to agree, and Lindsay, you're going to disagree.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
That's tough, right? How could you possibly disagree with this? What could your reasons and examples be?
Well, that's a good question. I was thinking of reasons to agree, but but that's okay. I can brainstorm a few ideas here. Well, the truth is, Jessica, kids don't have time to work for free. No one should work for free in a society like ours where the economy is still recovering. And, you know, kids should be compensated for their work. So I think instead of doing this volunteer work, they should be going out and finding real jobs to train themselves in the real world.
That is excellent. And then you could give a personal example, right? Because guys, remember, you do need a variety of support. So don't just use fake research. You could use a personal example. I've always worked, but I think as soon as I was 16, I went to a restaurant, got my own job, and really developed my work ethic there, as well as saved money to go to college, right?
Exactly. Exactly. You could build out that example with your personal story and give, as you said before, give the details of the circumstance and really go into that. I like that.
Exactly. So, So the personal examples, guys, it's not informal. I think that's what students are afraid of when including this in a task 2 essay. The the idea may be informal as far as being personal, but it's the way you communicate it. So as long as you're using high-level linking words, right, academic vocabulary, then you're set. You're satisfying those requirements for a 7 or higher. Okay, so yeah, so the disagree would be tough. So guys, you should always put the opinion you don't agree with. That should be in paragraph 2. And then your opinion should go in paragraph 3. So agree. Oh my God, there are so many reasons to agree with this. So I think the main one. Yeah, it's tough. So the main one, I think for me, is to develop empathy and social responsibility, especially in today's age where kids are more likely to be self-involved because they just interact with technology instead of other people. So requiring them to go out into the world and experience different walks of life will lead them into becoming better citizens in the future.
Yeah, no, I love that. I love that. Empathy is a huge buzzword, becoming a buzzword, rightfully so. It's so people are, our society is just starting to recognize how important it is.
Because we see it slipping away, right? Yeah. I think if it were still as constant as it used to be, if people still did connect as much, then it wouldn't be a big deal, right? Because we wouldn't be missing it. But now that we see like just more awkwardness and like cyberbullying, right? And like this idea comes in this issue as well, right? If you are actually connecting with people face to face, I don't think you're going to say all these mean things that you could just throw out anonymously online and like ruin people's lives.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's a good example of the online stuff. I mean, that's where you could get the real stories potentially, right? Or the real concrete examples is online with Facebook and Twitter and whatnot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. And I think a good support here would be you could talk about there's been some documentaries about cyberbullying. And there's one on Netflix right now that's, it's tragic. But anyway. So you could reference a story that you read in the New York Times. You could reference a documentary that you watched on Netflix and say, this tragedy would not be possible, I believe, if students were required to develop this sense of empathy and understanding and kindness towards others.
Yeah, love that. Love that. Okay, so we've got both sides of the issue in the essay together. I love that. Okay.
Yeah.
Very well built out.
And then, guys, of course, we've also done episodes about conclusion. So for more details and examples about that, just search conclusion. But basically, you just give your opinion about the issue. You just rephrase your opinion, reiterate your opinion. That would actually be good to use that word. Say, I would like to reiterate my opinion by saying blah, blah, blah. And then last sentence, you give your opinion about the future. And that's it. Mm-hmm. Tidy.
Yeah.
Done.
Good formula. Easy. And guys, again, you know, some of the sections we weren't able to go into too much, like the conclusion and the introduction, but you can get all of these lessons back at our blog. Okay. So come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. And when you're ready to get into a step-by-step format with a daily learning plan that's guaranteed to get you those results that you want to get into our course. That's the place to go when you don't have time to mess around.
Yeah. So. If you guys have been listening to our success stories of our amazing students who have gotten such incredible scores, there is a running theme there, guys, with high writing scores. Every student I talk to who has done well in the writing exam, or in fact, before they take the exam and they feel very prepared and confident, the reason is because of our templates and our essay models. You guys don't have to figure this out for yourselves, okay? We tell you exactly how to order the sentences and exactly how to link them with the most impressive transition words that not just a student knows, okay? These are native ways to introduce and link your ideas. So our students are just using this template, guys, and filling in their own amazing ideas and getting 7, 7.5, 8, 8.5, 9. I mean, it works.
Love it. Directly reverse engineered from the scoring system, guys. Mm-hmm. There's no guessing here. They will increase your score if you use them, right? There's no guess because we understand the exam. Yes. We understand what gets you the score you need. And so to get into that course, guys, go on over to allearsenglish.com /KEYS and join the group. Join the Facebook group. You know that Facebook group is busy these days.
It is.
That's cool.
I love it.
It is. All right. This has been good, Jessica. Interesting topic. I feel like I could chat about the topic for a while, but I guess we'll be out for today. Another day, we'll cover it again.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have a part two. We should start doing part two episodes.
We should.
Totally. Let's go back in our catalog, in our 300-plus catalog.
Do part two for every episode, right?
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Oh, my God.
So funny. And then we're like, bam, over 600. There you go, guys.
Yeah. Awesome. Love it. All right. Very cool, Jessica. I hope your cold feels better. And thanks for hanging out today.
My pleasure. I feel better just by recording with you, Lindsay.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. A little recording medicine.
Totally. All right. Well, have a good day, Lindsay.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.